Matt Light joins us live on the phone lines right now. Mr. Light, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing we're just doing dandy here. I'll ask you the same question because it's probably more relevant for you than it actually was for Vrabel. How different was this week for you than, let's say, last week or any of those other weeks where that other quarterback was taking the snaps?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that we try to do at this point is just to be better communicators, especially up front, with what Castle sees, you know, and how he relates that to us. And you know, really, you know, the difference obvious is obvious. I mean, it's not Tommy. It's not a guy that has, you know, a ton of experience, a guy that, you know, has seen a lot of these looks in the past. You know, Matt's kind of having to learn on the run. So, I mean, the obvious difference is out there. But, you know, for us, what we try to do to help out with that is just to, you know, work a little harder and communicate a little better and do all the things, you know, a little bit more efficiently so that, you know, he doesn't have to worry about those things.
I know you're supposed to block where the play is designed and you have specific assignment and you're supposed to do a certain thing. But is there a certain comfort level with Brady that you knew as a play was unfolding or breaking down or whatever that you could do this to help him out that is a process right now that you're going to have to learn all over again with Matt?
No, I don't think so. You know, I mean, I think, you know, our plays are designed to run a certain way regardless of who's back there. I guess the best example you could look at, and not that this is a direct comparison, but when you look at our running backs and we have so many different guys in the backfield and they all have their way of doing it, but it doesn't change how we do things up front. It doesn't change how the receivers do things, whether it's run blocking or their routes, you know. So I don't think that we need to reinvent the wheel, and we're definitely not trying to do that. What we do is go out there and just try to execute at a higher level and just do things the way we've always done them, but also understand that, you know, Matt's going to need some help in some certain areas, so we got to do our part.
Matt, how much of the playbook, the offensive playbook, will be actually in play for this week?
Like I said, I mean, hey, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're, you know, a quarterback position or an offensive lineman, you're expected to know everything that the guy in front of you knows. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, everything that Tommy did, Castle's going to be able to step in and do them exactly the same way. But, you know, we're not, you know, it's not about trying to reinvent, you know, our play calling or any of that stuff. We're going to go out there and do what we do, and we'll see how it all unfolds.
Will the protection calls change much? Everybody knows the whole Mike thing where, you know, Brady would point out Mike, and that would be the number he'd bark out, and then, you know, Dan would set the protection. Once that play starts, does Matt have that ability to maybe change things or do you completely, you know, throw that out the window because he's in there?
Well, we just decided now that we're just going to basically block whoever we think is closest to us. That's kind of maybe I misunderstood it in our meetings, but we're just going to just basically take whoever we think is closest. So I'm not really sure how it's going to pan out.
You're being funny now, see?
All right, I apologize. No, but, you know, look, I just don't know how else to say it. It's, you know, these things happen, and it's extremely unfortunate that we lost him. And, you know, but now we're moving on. We're getting past it. Now we're going to go back, you know, to doing all the little things we do every week, just like we've always done them to prepare. And you know, however that works itself out, whatever mode we go in. I mean, you guys have seen us take the field last year and go into several different modes, whether it was a hurry-up offense or, you know, running the ball more here or just dropping back and throwing it almost every down. So, you know, it's not like we're an offense that has just one way of doing things, you know.
I think it's interesting, and again, the way you answered it, what do you say? I mean, nobody wanted what happened on Sunday to happen, and had it not happened, you'd feel a lot better today than you probably did on Sunday. You've got to move forward, but I guess until you have some success with Matt and everybody is able to work together and people can see that, it kind of keeps people on edge. I think we're not really sure what we're going to see on Sunday. Do you have a pretty confident feel on what you're going to see on Sunday?
Well, I hope what we see on Sunday is a better performance than what we had last week. And that's, you know, you're probably going to say again, we've heard that before, but we have. I mean, look, we're trying to improve each week. What I think he did well last week, and I don't rate quarterbacks, and I don't ever care to, you know. But
you don't do a report card. You don't do a report card every week on quarterbacks.
No, yeah, well, I do them, but they never look at them, and they don't take them seriously.
Right.
But you know, it's just that, you know, I think he did a great job of stepping in and leading us down the field on a long drive in a situation where we're on literally the 1-inch line. And getting the ball out on third down, you know, converting, you know, on some other third and shorts and some other third intermediates to get us down there and put points on the board. I think he did a great job of stepping in, considering, you know, how it all went down. So, I don't know. I'm not sitting here, you know, worried about where we're at and what's going to happen. You know, I have confidence in him and what he can do. He's obviously proven that he can step in and make plays. And now it's just a matter of how do we build upon what we did last week. Because last week isn't good enough to win this week, you know, and it won't be good enough 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. So that's why each week is so important that we take steps to improve and get better and communicate and all those little things that we talk about each week.
How much more is confidence? I hear you guys say this all the time. Confidence is a very important thing. You play much better on a Sunday if you feel confident in your own ability. And confidence is built on being successful in doing certain things. First two downs in his first series, you guys are pinned back on, what, the 1.5-yard line or whatever. Looks like on the second down, it's almost a safety. Now they come up with a big 51-yard pass out to the. How much did that change in that now Matt Castle is out there with a lot more confidence because he had a successful play? It worked.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, anytime you have success out there and you're able to do things like that, it just helps build the momentum. And that's what you're really looking for. You're looking to go out there and carry some momentum from week to week, but to just do things that can just build confidence in yourself and everybody around you, and then go out there and just continue to execute. And I think that, you know, what we've been able to do around here for a long time is just, you know, try to take it one step further each week. And I think that's huge. And I think having confidence, it starts, without a doubt, it starts on Wednesday. It starts on actually Monday, correcting the mistakes. And then Tuesday, watching some film. And then Wednesday, coming in and having a great practice and hopefully carrying that throughout the rest of the week. So, you know, preparation is key to all the things that we do.
Well, Matt, the Jets made some moves defensively in the offseason with Chris Jenkins and Pace. A couple other faces in there, too. How do they look defensively on film so far?
Yeah, they look really good. It looks like they have guys playing within the style and the way that defense is designed to run. It looks like they got, you know, some more of an edge threat with guys like Pace and Golston. And obviously, when you have, you know, Jenkins in the middle, it adds a lot there as well. So, you know, they're very active. They try to disrupt you by, you know, doing some unorthodox things, whether it's walking around or, you know, giving you some of these looks where everybody's walked up in the line of scrimmage and then dropping them out, or, you know, blitz zero, bringing the whole, the whole defense pretty much at you at once. So they're very good at what they do. They're very disciplined and they're very active. And they definitely, you know, upgraded that defense from a year ago.
And that's kind of what I was getting to, that whole walking around defense. 2 years ago up here in the mud where they showed you that look where they didn't line up in one specific front. You guys had a ton of trouble with it. But don't you think now, I mean, you guys got some bullets in that gun now. You got guys like Randy, Wes, you know, everybody's healthy. Kevin's back this week. Can't you really smoke those guys when they give you that look if you protect it up front?
Well, I mean, you got to stop them up front first off, and you got to – You got to recognize what they're doing to you and how they're doing it and where they're moving guys around, and you got to get a hat on a hat. And if you can do that, there's definitely some opportunities. I mean, you can't do, you know, what they do without having some holes here and there. But it's just finding those guys and getting the ball out to those guys, and yeah, they make it very difficult. But you know, like you said, the first time we saw it, there was definitely some question marks. It was a bit of a mystery. But you know, like most things, once you have time to go back and you meet on it and you look at it and you find ways to you know, beat it, then, you know, you can do pretty well. So, you know, I think we had a good week of practice this week. I think we got a lot of guys that understand what we need to do, and it's just going to come down to how well we play Sunday.
Hey, Matt, I heard some rave reviews from people who were at the celebrity shootout on Tuesday. I also heard that nobody, another year with no industrial accidents, another year goes by, nobody gets shot, though I did hear that my good friend Lenny Clark came close to shooting five or six people. Is that true?
Yeah, but that was intentionally. I mean, he actually had people go over and put a bullseye on their back. No, I thought that was wrong.
No, no, Lenny's got enemies. Here, there are enemies out
there. Put this apple on your head.
Yeah. Now, I heard, is this true? I heard that he couldn't shoot the broadside of a barn, and then he decided on taking the gun and putting it on his hip and start firing it away like he had some machine gun or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Nothing is more demoralizing than when you have a guy that you know isn't a shooter. Like, Lenny's not... You know, he's not competing in any major sporting clays events that I know of.
No, no, I think you're right there.
And then he comes up, and there's one of the stations on the course. The teams challenge me, so I'll get up there and shoot, and I stay there all day. So you would think that I'd be pretty good at this station. Unfortunately, I was having a pretty tough time. And then he gets up there, and I hear that he's not shooting well, but of course he breaks all the targets when he's standing next to me. So, you know, I can't win with Lenny. I mean, he's the best.
So wait a minute. Hold on a minute. So you got beat at one of the stations by Lenny Clark shooting a gun off his hip? I thought you were like...
A gun off his hip, and not only that, but when he yelled pull, then he would actually say bang as he pulled the trigger.
I heard he said a few bang. Other things with bang.
You know, I tell you what, he, you know... We're speaking about Lenny now, and this event, and the event was a huge success, and everybody stuck around through just torrential downpours at one point before we were able to actually go out and get some shooting in. But, you know, Lenny does so much along with, you know, the rest of the people that were there. And I had Lenny and Greg Hill up helping us with the auction, and he does a ton to raise money through these auctions.
There's
and the
no
way
question.
He does them is just incredible.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful guy, and he does stuff all the time out there. He's constantly doing it out there. But I was shocked when I heard that he actually beat you at one of the, and the players love him now because he came out and did that motivational speech last year to you guys, which I heard was one of the funniest motivational speeches that the players have ever heard. I mean, it was a little unorthodox, and it was right after the whole Camergate thing, right?
Yeah. He provided a little levity when we really needed it, and he poked fun at some things that were extremely funny to hear from someone outside the group. And, you know, sometimes you need that, and I'll tell you what, there's nobody better than Lenny to deliver something like that.
He's great.
So what are you guys, jumping on a train tomorrow, taking a train down, flying?
Acela ride?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I, to my knowledge, we're going to be jogging. We're leaving at about 8:30. We're going to hit the George Washington around 2:30.
Hey, what happens when a couple of people get stuck in New Haven and are not there for the game on Sunday?
Stuck, you mean mugged.
Pete's going to be down New Haven.
All right, man. Hey, listen, good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. Have a good one. See you later. Matt Light of the New England Patriots. It's Patriots Friday.